CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Construction is underway on a new trail to the popular Hanging Lake Natural Area, which was damaged by mudslides last year. David Boyd is with the U.S. Forest Service.
And we're hoping for that primitive trail to be open by midsummer.
The city of Glenwood Springs and other local governments have chipped in to fund the project. Hanging Lake remains closed to the public until trail improvements are finished. Colorado housing prices continue to rise, especially along the Front Range. Out of 90 metro Denver zip codes, only two saw housing prices drop. Denverite's Kyle Harris has more.
In many Denver neighborhoods, housing prices rose 30 to 40% from the first quarter of 2021 to the first quarter of 2022. And in some neighborhoods, prices jumped as high as 60%. And in the two zip codes where median prices dropped, it wasn't because the communities were in decline. More people were just buying condos and duplexes instead of single-family houses. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
The Denver Nuggets basketball season is over after losing in the first round of the playoffs last night. The team fell to the Golden State Warriors, 98-102. Golden State won the series 4-1. The Nuggets played the whole series without two of their stars, Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., who are both injured. Antero Reservoir near Buena Vista will open to boats on Sunday. Colorado wildlife officials will inspect boats for aquatic nuisance species, including zebra and quagga mussels, which are invasive to the habitat and could disrupt the ecosystem. Right now in Denver, it's 74 degrees and mostly cloudy. In Grand Junction, it's 77 degrees and clear. This is CPR News at 4:06.